Hey guys, and welcome to Only the Baddest, which is a podcast for the baddest of the baddest. Thank you. Now, this is the first episode, and I have had this planned out. I just did it a few minutes ago, but whatever. I feel like this would be super fun, and like, I don't know, something to distract me. So, this is what I'm going to be doing. So, if you feel like listening to me talk about whatever, go ahead and do what you got to do, you know? Follow whatever. I listen to podcasts on Spotify, so do that. Thank you. Now, in this episode, I'm going to be talking about One Direction and my love, because I love those boys so much. Like, I love them so much. I even gatekeep them. I'm trying to get better with it. But I love them so much, and they mean so much to me. So I wanted to do the first episode talking about them. And I'm going to try and make this 30 minutes. So we'll see how that goes, because I'm only at one. Okay. So when I first saw One Direction, I was at my god sister's house, and she had it on her TV. It was the Kiss You music video. And it was like, if you know what Optimum is, it's a cable company. It was on Optimum's like music channel so that you can rewatch it, like watch music videos on, you know, on your TV. I forgot what it was called. But yeah, that's what I watched it on, and it was the Kiss You music video. And I knew, like, of them, but I didn't really know them. So she put on the music video, and I was, like, watching it. Like, I was very invested. Obviously, it's the Kiss You music video. It's great, great. And in that music video, I remember it was Harry, and I was, like, I even know why people think he's so cute. He's not even all that. And I liked Niall. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm doing a little moving. I liked Niall, not Harry. And my god sister liked Zayn. And she was raving on about Zayn, you know. But this is still when I was liking Justin Bieber. Like, Justin Bieber could do no wrong. He's sure he was getting in trouble, but he could do no wrong in my eyes. So, yeah. So, she liked Zayn, and I liked Niall. And we went through all their music videos that was on there. I think Best Song Ever was even out. Yeah, I started a little late. But they got my attention. But then after that, I took a break. Like, I didn't even search them up when I got back home. And then one day, I don't even know what it was. It was when, I don't know what got me to look them up. Oh, so my great-grandmother got me a poster of them. And I hung it up on my wall. I wasn't even that big of a fan. I hung them up on my wall, and I was so happy. And then, I don't know what got me to search up their names, but I searched up One Direction, I think, and it was before Made in the AM was out. It was, like, coming out soon. That's how freaking slow I was, how late I was, everything. But Made in the AM wasn't out yet. I'm putting my AirPods away. I can't do it.
I'm back. Okay. So, yes, Made in the AM was about to come out, and they were, like, people were leaking it, which was so funny. People were leaking the music, and I remember listening to History, and I was, like, crying. I was, like, okay, if I say like one more time, I was going back, like, trying. I was trying to catch up, because I was just starting to become a wild, rapid, crazy person. And so I was trying to catch up with 2015 from the last 5 years that it was. I was trying to catch up. And I ended up crying that night because Zayn left the band. Yes, I was late, but I felt the tears for it, okay? So that night, I remember I listened to the leaked songs that were out, and it was so good. And then one time, so I was like getting to the point of, you know, a fan, like I was a fan, you know, but I didn't get really fangirly crazy until I became obsessed with Larry. Okay, if you don't know what Larry is, it's a ship between Louis Tomlinson and Harry Styles, of course. And so it was a ship between those two. And when I tell you, I wish I could link a video in here. I wish I could link a video. Because the video is, like, unlisted. And I have it saved because I only like certain videos on YouTube. I am very strategic when it comes to liking videos on YouTube. And I like that video. And that video made me become a Larry. I was at my dad's house, and I remember staying up all night, and the next day, same exact thing. All I was doing the whole day and the whole night that period was watching Larry videos. I became a Larry, and you know what? I miss that because that was a very great time in my life. I was having the best time of my life. I wish I could say more about Larry, but I have nothing more to say about Larry because it's been so long. But, yeah. And then I made a fan account. This is the fun part. So, I had a fan account called Who's Larry. And that account was popping off the charts. I love that account. But it ended up getting deleted. I don't know how it got deleted. Somebody must have reported me. But I was, like, crying because I loved that account. And I made sure nobody hacked it. I would change the password, like, 2 times a day. I was on top of my game. And fan fictions, I would only read Larry fanfics. I didn't even get through a Larry fanfic, though. But I would read Harry fanfics, too. Like, I read After. I read, like, the 4 books on Wattpad of After. And I'm rereading After, but in Harden and Tessa form, not Harry and Tessa. But I'm reading that as like a book, an actual book, because I read books. And then that's all I remember about fanfics was After, which is the most important, not the most important. I digress. I read another fanfic with Harry. I'm thinking now. Put on my thinking cap. I read another fanfic with Harry. Did I just say Larry? Oops. I read another fanfic with Harry. And it was, he had to take care of his kid. And she just found out that he was the dad. And, like, I loved it. I read it on not Wattpad, but, like, a different fanfic site. I don't know. I tried looking for that fanfic, and I can't find it. So, I don't know, but it was a weird fanfic site, not Wattpad. So the boys now, I like Zayn's music. Well, actually, I don't know. It takes me a while to listen to music. Like, it really takes me some time to get through a whole album. Unless I had an Ariana Grande period from 2018 to 2019. And I really took that in. Like, I listened to her whole album 5 million times a day so I can get her songs in my head. But now, and I used to stay up for her. But I didn't do that back then. I stayed up for the Made in the AM album, though. I remember my friend, we got on the bus. I did not stay up for the Perfect music video. And she was like, Asia, did you watch it? And I was like, no. And then I watched it on the bus and I cried. What I really do miss is I'm mad that I didn't go to a concert when they went on tour with 5 Seconds of Summer. I'm super mad that I did not do that. That would have been great, but I wasn't a fan then, and my mom probably would have said no and not paid all that money for the concert. But if it ever happens again, I am willing to spend I'm willing to spend $24,000 to go to that concert. Trust and believe me. Like, I don't care how much money, take it. Just take it and let me get the experience I need. Okay, so thank you for watching, for listening to this. If you did listen, you know. And you can't leave comments. So follow me on Instagram, DM me, or just DM me. You don't have to follow me. And tell me your One Direction experience, or Ariana Grande, or 5 Seconds of Summer, or Jack and Jack. Like, we all have those phases of liking someone so much. But yeah, thanks for watching. Oh my god. Bye!